Welcome. We're Maseches Taina, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. In the first wide line, says the Gemara, Pligi Baha, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Berebi. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, have the following machlokas. Chad Omar Yesar. One says that this Yesar means he will aser, he will prohibit. Vechad Omar Yeoser. It means that he is aser. Right? So one interpretation is Yesar here means that he will aser, he will make prohibited, and one is that he is the subject of this prohibition. He is that which is prohibited. So the Gemara says, Man de Amar Yesar, the one who says that it means he will aser, Kede Amrino. That's what we said before, that he has to accept the tainus, he has to aser the food upon himself. He has to do an act of Isur, and therefore, not an act of Isur, but an act of Yeoser, that he has to go ahead and prohibit himself by accepting the fast. Lamanda Omer Yeoser, the one who says that it means he himself is Oser. So what does that mean? What Mahi? So says the Gemara, how do we understand that? So the Gemara says, Ditanya, we learned in a Brice of Megillas Tainis, and again, Megillas Tainis is the delineation of all the different days that is prohibited to fast because they are minor chagim. Call inish any person the Yesi Aloi Mikidmas Dona who themselves had fasts before we went ahead and established these different chagim Yeoser is Oser from eating on these fasts. Ketzad, how does that work? So Yochid Shekibel Olov, a Yochid that accepted upon himself Sheni V'Chamishi shall call Hashana Kula to fast every Monday and Thursday of the entire year. Ve'eru Bohem Yomim Tovim Aksum Megillas Tainis, and there are Yomim Tovim minor holidays that are described in Megillas Tainis coincide with this Kabbalah that he made to go ahead and fast every Monday and Thursday. So the Gemara says, very simple, says the Braisa, Im Nidra called him L'Gzeirah, so if his Neder came before they made these Gzeiras of not fasting on these Chagim, so Yevatel Nidra is Gzeirah Seinu. So then his Neder, it takes priority, because it was already Chal first. Vim Gzeirah Seinu Kodemes L'Nidra. However, if the Gezerah not to fast on these different holidays came first, and then he went ahead and made a neder that he's going to not fast, that he's going to fast every Monday and Thursday, then Tevatel Gezerah Seinu Es Nidro. Then our Gezerah, that you're not allowed to fast on these days, you have to observe these minor holidays, that will be mevatel, that will nullify his neder. So what does the Braisa seem to say? That when we have situations that he is obligated to go ahead and observe a tainus when his neder preceded the gezeira. So it sounds like it's a standing order, those are situations when he can go ahead and he is allowed to fast, that there doesn't necessarily need to be any sort of kabbalah. And that opinion, that supports the opinion of Rav, who held that one does not necessarily need to make this kabbalah on the mincha before. Okay, Tanu Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon learned, and Masai Ochel V'Shoseh, until when can a person eat and drink the night before? So we said, some Taneisim start in the morning. So until when that night can you eat and drink? Ad Sheyale Amud HaShachar. Until dawn, Tibe Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Rebbe Lazar, the son of Rebbe Shimon says, Ad Krus HaGever. No, until the rooster crows. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, Lo Shanu Elo Shelo Gomar Sudoso. This din that we learned in this Braisa, that a person can eat all the way until the morning, until Amud HaShachar, that's only true if they have not finished their Seudah. In other words, they're allowed to eat as late as they want into the night. About Gomer Seudaso, but once they finish their Seudah, Eino Ochel. That's considered a quasi beginning of the Tainus, and therefore they're not allowed to eat afterwards. Eisevei Rava, so Rava asked to Abaye, we have a Braisa, that Gomer Ve'amad, if he finished the meal and he gets up, Harize Ochel, he could still go ahead and eat. So Hossam says the Gemara, no, that case, that Bryce is referring to Shalo Silek, where they didn't necessarily remove the table. So the meal is not completely done. So even though Gomar Ve'Oman, since the table is not removed, so then Harize Ochel, he could continue eating. But once they've been Mesalik the table, then they can no longer eat, and the tainus has officially begun. Ikda Amri, there are those that have a different version. Amar Rava, that Rava made the statement, Lo Shanu Ela Kishalo Yoshan. When do we say that you can eat all the way to Amar HaShachar? That's assuming you didn't sleep at all. About Yoshan, but once you go to sleep, Eino Ochel, you can't eat anymore, even if you wake up before Amar HaShachar, before dawn. Says the Gemara, Esive Abaye. So Abaye asks on Rava, Yoshin ve'amad. We have a brisa that says if a person went to sleep and they wake up in the middle of the night, hareze ochel, they could still eat as long as it's not Amar HaShachar. That seems to contradict the ruling of Rava. So the Gemara says, no, Hasam over there, he wasn't really sleeping. B'misnamneim, he was dozing off. Hechidami misnamneim, what does it mean to doze off? So Amar Ravashi says, Ravashi, Nim velo nim, a person's asleep, but they're not totally asleep. Tir velo tir, they're awake, but they're not totally awake. How do you measure that? Dekarule ba'ani, that if you call them, they'll answer. Velo yada adure sivara, but they can't answer in a way that requires logical reasoning. V'chi midkari le midkar. But if you remind them of certain information that they know, they're able to relate to it. This is a halacha that's important for us to keep in mind. Many people strategically will awake when you have a fast, especially one that starts a little bit later, when Amar HaShachar is a little bit later in the year. So many people will wake up early in the morning, and this way they can have a cup of coffee and they could eat a little bit of food, and they find that that helps them with the tainus, that helps them with the fast. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, the halacha is that one should really make some sort of stipulation that before you go to sleep, that you recognize that you're being mekabel, that the fast does not start for you, until Amar HaShachar. If you make that condition, then that would be okay. If you don't make that condition, then it depends how soundly you were sleeping. If you were sleeping very soundly, then the tainus has begun when you wake up. If you are not sleeping soundly, then you could be mekel like this opinion in the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav, says Rav Kahana, the name of Rav. Yochid shekibel olav tainus, a yochid who accept himself upon himself a tainus, asur b'ni ilas asandal, is not permitted to wear leather shoes on the fast day. Chashinon shematainus sibor kibel olav, because we're worried that when he made the Kabbalah satainus, he really meant to accept himself upon himself all of the stringencies of the different tanesim Hatzibur, which include, of course, not wearing shoes. Hechilavid, so what should he do if he wants to avoid that? So Amar Rabba Bar Barshila, Barav Shila says, Rabba Barav Shila, Lema Hachi. He should say the following formulation. Ahelifanecha betainis yachid. I will be before you with a tainis yachid, specifically a tainis of an individual, explicating the fact that he has no interest in being machmir on all of the other types of chumras that apply to a tainis tzibur. Amru le rabbanon le Rav Sheshes, says rabbanon to Rav Sheshes, ha kachazinon rabbanon de misaime misonaihu, that we've seen that there are rabbanon that wear their shoes, the Aslive Tanisa, and they come to the place where they're davening for the purpose of the tainis, even though this was a tainis tzibur. So says the Gemara, Ikpid, and Rav Sheshes became very upset. But Amrlo, when he says to them, Dilma Mechel Namichel, perhaps you're even eating if you're already wearing shoes. So Rashi says that these Rabbanon were relying on the Shita of Shmuel that we learned on the last plot. The Shita of Shmuel is that in Bavel and in the rest of Chutz La'aretz, that when they accept upon themselves a fast, even a tainus for the community, there are no other dinim like not wearing leather shoes, like they would accept when they did fasts in Eretz Yisrael. Abaye v'Rava me'aliye, Abaye and Rava would go up to the davening on a tainus tzibur. Kimisaime apanta, they would wear the upper leather part of their shoe. Miremaru marzutra, miremaru marzutra, mechalfe dimino lismol. They would switch the yamin and the small, the right shoe and the left shoe. With the small of the yamin, the left shoe and the right shoe. Rabbanon devei Ravashi, Rabbanon devei Ravashi, nofkei ki orchaihu. They would go out the way they usually are. Sabi ki odor mashmuel, because they held like shmuel. In tanis sibur v'bavel, elotish shibav bilvat. There is only a full din of a tanis sibur in Bavel only on Tisha B'Av. And on the other fast days that are declared, wearing shoes was completely mutter. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, says Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo ve'adam taniso, a person who accepted to fast, can go ahead and be loveh his fast. He can borrow his fast, meaning he can eat on that particular day, uporeya, and he can make it up on a different fast. The Rambam explains that we're dealing here with a situation where an individual made a nether to fast a particular number of days, but did not specify which day he was going to fast. Then he's makabo the day before, today's going to be one of those days. And it ends up that he has charata, he doesn't want to fast on that particular day. So that's what the Gemara says, he could switch out for a different day. Lo ve'adam taniso upareya. Ki amrita kami de Shmuel, when they said this before Shmuel, Amar li Shmuel said, v'chi neder kibar alayu, that he accepted neder upon himself, de lo sagi de lo mishalem, that he has to fulfill no matter what, letza'urei nafshi kabil alayu. No, it wasn't a neder, he accepted upon himself to be mitzare himself, he motzi mitzare nafshe, so if he plans to go ahead and be mitzar himself, ilo motzi, but if he's not able to do it on that particular day, lo mitzar nafshe, then he doesn't have to do it at all. Meaning, only if there was a neder, only if there was a bona fide commitment to go ahead and do this, does an individual have to go ahead and make up the fast. If not, he was makabel upon himself to be mitzar himself. Okay, so he ended up not being able to do it. He doesn't necessarily have to do it on another day. Ikdamri, says the Gemara, another version of this whole interaction, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, lo v'adam taniso, a person can borrow from his tainis, uparei and repay it by fasting a different day, ki amri to come into Shmuel. They said it before Shmuel, Amar li, so Shmuel said to me, pshita, that's pashit, lo ye ele neder, his kabos a tainis is a neder, neder milo matzi bari lashlumi amezal, he can't replace the neder and make it on another day, lamarchul yom achrina, tomorrow or some other day. Rabbi Yeshua braid Ravidi, Rabbi Yeshua in the name of Ravidi, iklevei Ravasi, visited the house of Ravasi, Abdulei Egla Tilsa. So they made for him a young calf that was Tilsa, it's like only one third grown. Amruleis, they said to Rabbi Yoshua, Lito Marmide, that you should taste some of it. Amarlei, he says to them, Batanisa Yosivna, I am sitting in a tainis, I'm fasting. So Amrulei, they said to him, Velozif Mar Velifra, so maybe this is a really good meal. Maybe you should eat now, and you should be Porea. You should make up the fast on a different day. Lo Savar Mar, doesn't Mar hold. Doesn't the master hold? Lo Hoda Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. That Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Lo Ve'odam Taniso Porea. Person can borrow from their tainis and repay it another time. So Amar Lahu, so Rav Yeshua says to them, Tainis Cholam Hu. My tainis is a tainis for dreams. I had a disturbing dream. Amar Rabba bar Mechasya, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav, that Yafa Tainis Lecholom, that a fast is a very good way to deal with a harmful dream. Ke'esh Lino Eres, like a fire is able to burn up the things that come out of flax. So Amar Rav Chizda says, Uvova Yom, and the fast is most impactful if it's bo bayom, on that particular day, the day of the dream. So even though normally I would hold lo ve'adam taniso poreya, that you can make it up another day and I could join you in your meal, for this particular tainis I can't do that. Amar Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef would say, afilu b'shabbos, that you could, if you have a tainis, if you have a terrible dream, you could have this tainis even on Shabbos. Even though fasting normally is asur on Shabbos, Rashi says, this fast is mutar on Shabbos because there's so much anxiety, there's so much fear that it impacts your Shabbos. So Maita Kante says the Gemara, how could you make up for the fact you fast on Shabbos? Leisiv Tanisa Latanisa. You should find an additional opportunity to fast to be mechaper for the fast that you did on the Shabbos itself.